This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Police in Hong Kong have fired tear gas as rallies continue in downtown Hong Kong for a second straight night. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
A sea of black-shirted protesters, some with bright yellow helmets and masks, but many with just backpacks, have marched down a major street in central Hong Kong in the latest rally in what has become a summer of protests there. The march followed a short rally at a park in the financial district against the police use of tear gas, rubber bullets and other force to break up a protest the previous Sunday. On Saturday past, clashes between protesters and police led to 11 arrests and left at least two dozen injured in an outlying district towards the border with mainland China. I'm Charles DeLevesma.
U.S. President Donald Trump's Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, expected to step down in the coming days. According to a report in the New York Times Sunday, Coats has clashed with the president over Russia, Iran, and North Korea, among other issues. A source told Reuters news outlet that the president is considering Republican U.S. Representative John Ratcliffe to replace him. A top House aide is defending President Trump's disparaging tweets about an influential black congressman in the city of Baltimore.
President Trump's tweets attacking Congressman Elijah Cummings, calling his Baltimore district dangerous and rat-infested, drew swift condemnation from Democrats. Congressman Jerry Nadler telling ABC's This Week the president was
disgusting and racist.
And his tweets,
they are designed to distract attention from the very serious allegations about his conduct.
Trump's acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, denies the comments were racist, but says they do have another purpose, to fight back against Cummings' criticism of the administration's border policy. Still, Republican Congressman Will Hurd says,
I wouldn't be doing those. I wouldn't be tweeting this way.
Hurd also appeared on ABC's This Week. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. The woman slated to replace Puerto Rico's governor after he steps down next week said on Sunday she does not want that job. But the law says that the Secretary of State would have to replace Governor Ricardo Rossello, but he, too, was involved in the chat scandal that brought down Governor Rossello, and he resigned earlier this month. Justice Secretary Wanda Vasquez wrote on Twitter that she hopes the governor identifies and submits a candidate for the position of Secretary of State before August 2nd. Governor Rossello on Wednesday announced that he would step down August 2nd after nearly 2 weeks of massive protests triggered by a leaked obscenity-laced chat in which Rossello and close advisors insulted people, including women and victims of Hurricane Maria. Police in Moscow detained more than 1,300 people in a day of protest against alleged irregularities in a run-up to local elections. Officers clad in riot gear used batons against demonstrators who had gathered outside Moscow's City Hall Saturday. The crackdown continued after the protesters moved to other locations in the Russian capital, chanting slogans such as Russia without or a Russia without Putin. The United States, the European Union, and human rights groups denounced what they called the disproportionate and indiscriminate use of force against the demonstrators. U.S. and Israeli officials say tests in Alaska of a jointly developed missile defense system have been successful. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sunday the Arrow 3 shield test gives his country the ability to act against ballistic missiles fired from Iran and from any other location. He called it a great achievement for Israel's security, adding all of our enemies should know what we will overcome. Both defensively and offensively, the U.S. Missile Defense Agency called the Arrow 3's interception abilities a major milestone. Afghan authorities say that a car bomb and a gun attack in Kabul has killed at least two people and injured 25 others. Officials and witnesses said several heavily armed suicide bombers stormed a compound housing the office of Afghanistan Green Trend, a political movement headed by the country's former spy chief. The incident occurred just hours after Ashraf Ghani and Saleh attended an election rally in Kabul. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Best music. today, the voice of America, the